The Game and Fish tests more than 5,300 samples for chronic wasting disease. Details next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department's Wildlife Health Laboratory tested 5,370 samples from elk, deer, and moose for chronic wasting disease in 2025. CWD was detected in 842 of those samples. Game and Fish released its 2025 CWD surveillance report this spring. Statewide, CWD prevalence averaged 21.6% in hunter-harvested mule deer bucks. That's an increase from 19.4% in 2024. The percentage of hunter-harvested white-tailed buck deer was 32.1%, a slight increase from 29.2% in 2024. The percentage of adult hunter-harvested elk was 2.4% compared to 2.3% last year. There was no CWD detected in samples from moose last year. CWD was identified in three new deer hunt areas, 106, 150, and 153, and in six new elk hunt areas. Hunt Area 2, 61, 62, 87, 93, and 116. CWD was also detected on four elk feed grounds. As of December 31, 2025, CWD has been detected in 35 of 37 mule deer herds in Wyoming and 111 of 127 mule deer hunt areas. For elk, CWD has been detected in 24 of 34 designated herd units and 50 of 155 elk hunt areas. CWD is a fatal disease of the central nervous system in mule deer, white-tailed deer, elk, and moose. It belongs to a group of rare diseases called transmissible spongiform encephalopathies. These disorders are caused by abnormally folded proteins called prions. There is no cure for CWD. There have been no cases of chronic wasting disease in humans and no direct proof that humans can get CWD. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization recommend not consuming animals in which CWD has been detected. All CWD testing is free for animals harvested in Wyoming and is encouraged in those areas where wildlife managers have insufficient data. Jessica Jennings, Game and Fish Wildlife Health Lab Manager, says Wyoming CWD surveillance would not be possible without the participation of our hunters. She says we encourage hunters to check the Game and Fish website for the 2026 priority and mandatory testing areas. Check current CWD prevalence on the interactive CWD map, and no matter where you hunt, please consider having your animal tested for CWD. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.